This is an LIC.
LIC.
LIC. Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship.
LIC.
This is an LIC Preceptor Podcast.
Connecting with your LIC student, written by Dr. Joanna Drawos, Associate Chair of the Department of Integrated Medical Science and Director of the Community and Preventive Medicine Clerkship at the Charles E. Schmidt College of Medicine at Florida Atlantic University. Many preceptors will describe that working with medical students in their offices is the highlight of their week. In a lot of cases, this stems from feelings of giving back to their profession in the same way that they were taught by faculty when they were students. It can also develop from building relationships where preceptors can serve as mentors as they really get to know and care about their students. In LICs in particular, where preceptors and students are paired together for significant periods of time, taking the time to get to know your student can enhance their learning experience while increasing the joy that you may experience from your role as their teacher and mentor. In this LIC podcast, we're going to talk about the value of connecting with your LIC student and discuss some of the strategies to help build these relationships. Preceptors should foster an environment of mutual respect, as the student will one day be your colleague, and you may end up working together for the benefit of your patients. On a fundamental level, getting to know your student will help them feel supported while in your particular learning environment. Supportive learning environments improve effective learning by allowing learners to acknowledge gaps in knowledge and skills, giving them the confidence to come forward and share what they don't know, and to ask for help in a safe space. Understanding where they are coming from and identifying their goals for learning over their time with you can help you tailor appropriate learning experiences to their level of expertise and interest. Additionally, seeing their preceptor as a human being who cares about them can foster their desire to provide humanistic care and form a professional identity based on empathy and caring for others. Connecting with you while learning can also prevent burnout while promoting well-being, as their comfort increases and stress improves as a result of these relationships. You as the preceptor may find that taking time to get to know your student can also enhance opportunities for mentoring. Opening up the conversation as you get to know them as an individual may mean that they want to discuss their future specialty interests, their family life, or maybe a shared outside interest. While it's always important to maintain professional boundaries, taking the time to find out that a student likes an activity that you like or is very drawn to your specialty can provide an opportunity to connect. These connections promote joy not only in your day as you enjoy your time together, but also in your role as a teacher. Providing a supportive learning environment with a clear orientation to the clinical experience is a crucial part of building connections. We suggest an approach to orientation that can help the student through their clinical rotation as you learn more about each other. Getting to know your student begins on day one during orientation. Goals of orientation should include an introduction to the rotation with a review of goals and objectives, as well as understanding the student's goals and objectives for the rotation. You should also provide an orientation to your specific clinic setting, as well as take steps to get to know each other better. The GLEAM tool, GLEAM, was developed at the University of Washington for this purpose, to understand, accommodate, and effectively teach different types of learners. The GLEAM rubric stands for G, goals, L, learning, E, experiences, A, activities, and M, more. Under goals, ask, what are your goals and expectations for the rotation, for your career? For learning, ask, how do you learn most effectively? What has helped you succeed in other rotations? What did you find challenging? For experiences, ask, what patient experiences have been meaningful to you? What have other clerkships been like? Have your student share a story that means something to them. Under activities, ask, what activities are you involved with outside of medicine? Maybe explore support systems or other responsibilities that may impact their experience with you. Under More, ask, what more can I learn about you that will help make this an optimal experience? What questions do you have for me? Throughout the year, find time to keep connected. You can start each session with an open-ended question like, tell me about your week, or what is new outside of school? As your comfort grows with their clinical skills and you earn trust that allows more engagement in patient care, your personal relationship can grow with time as well. Sometimes connecting with students outside of the office, whether it is meeting for coffee or having them over to your house, can enhance a relationship. Inviting a student to meet your family or taking the time to meet theirs can help you to learn about each other as individuals. If you share an interest, whether it's watching basketball, playing tennis, or enjoying art, talking about or engaging in these activities together are an easy way to develop comfort with each other. Taking time to learn about your student as an individual, to understand their goals and encourage their growth and comfort on the rotation, will help the experience be better for both of you. As you find ways to connect, to mentor them, and to play an important role in their professional development, this can enhance the joy that comes from your practice, but also the joy that comes with teaching. This concludes our podcast on connecting with your LIC student. For further reading and references, please see C.M. David et al., Adult Learning Theories, Implications for Learning and Teaching in Medical Education, AMEE Guide Number 83, Medical Teacher 2013, Medical Student Programs Faculty, GLEAM, GLEAM, M. Hoffman, Evaluation of a New Tool to Promote Discussion of Medical Student Goals and Expectations in Clinical Learning Environments, Family Medicine, 2016, L.N. Dyerby et al., The Learning Environment and Medical Student Burnout, A Multicenter Study, Medical Education, 2009, C.L. Vogan et al., 12 Tips for Providing Effective Student Support in Undergraduate Medical Education, Medical Teacher, 2014. Feedback for LIC